Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine taking just a huge pile of lecture videos, those long recordings, and like instantly turning them into perfect notes, outlines, even quizzes, interactive ones. Sounds like a study superpower, doesn't it? Well, today, that's exactly what we're diving into. And welcome. This is actually a new special tutorial deep dive. It's part of the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit, which is created and produced by the brilliant Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. We're really excited to bring you this one. Oh, and while you're listening, if you find this useful, please do like and subscribe. It really helps us bring you more deep dives like this, focused on practical AI stuff that can genuinely change things for you.
Absolutely. And today the topic is super relevant. We're looking at how you can use AI, specifically Google's Gemini, which has this pretty amazing new video input feature to completely revolutionize how you process lecture videos for studying, for anyone learning anything, really.
Exactly. So our mission today is pretty clear. Give you that shortcut, make you well-informed, equipped with some maybe surprising facts about how AI can make learning way more efficient, turning that dense video content into study materials you can actually use.
And it's interesting how this tech really aligns with, a philosophy of speeding up professional growth, getting that deep learning faster. You know, it reminds me a lot of the resources someone like Etienne Newman offers. His work focuses on that efficient, high-impact learning. We'll see that connection pop up today.
Okay, so let's get to the aha moment here. Google's Gemini. And specifically, this video input feature. This is where it gets really interesting for learners, right? We're talking about feeding an AI a whole lecture video and just watching it transform that information. I mean, not just words, but real understanding. How does that even work? Like genuine comprehension from a video.
That's the core of it. It's significant because Gemini isn't just listening to the audio. It's designed to actually analyze and understand the video content. So visual cues, diagrams on screen, context. It tries to grasp the nuances way beyond just simple transcription, which, we've had for a while. This is about synthesis, pulling together the meaning from everything it sees and hears.
Wow. Okay, that sounds powerful. But new tech can sometimes feel a bit daunting. For someone wanting to try this, what's the first step? Is it complicated?
Actually, no, that's the beauty of it. It's surprisingly simple, really. The first practical step is just going to the Google Gemini app. It's easy to find, and uploading your lecture video.
Just uploading it, like any file.
Pretty much. No complex setup, no coding needed at this stage. It's designed to be user-friendly, direct upload. Gemini handles the rest from there. It really makes this kind of advanced AI accessible.
Okay, straightforward enough. So video's uploaded, then what? You mentioned a prompt. Step two, I think, generating the study materials.
Step two. And this is why you tell Gemini what you need. You use a specific prompt, something like, analyze this lecture video and provide a detailed outline, comprehensive notes, formulas or examples shown, and timestamps for each topic.
Ah, so you have to be quite specific.
Exactly. The more specific you are about needing academic-style outputs, the better the result. Think of it like giving clear instructions to a very smart assistant.
And what comes back? Is it just a big block of text?
No, that's the impressive part. It generates a structured outline, usually with timestamps, links to the video, so you can jump right to that section if you need to rewatch.
Okay, timestamps are useful.
Very. And comprehensive notes summarizing the key points. Plus, it tries to pull out specific things you asked for, like formulas or examples discussed. It essentially does hours of your note-taking and organizing work in, minutes.
Right. That bypasses so much tedious work.
It really does. The idea isn't just saving time, though that's huge. It's freeing you up mentally. Instead of frantically scribbling notes during a lecture, you could potentially focus more on understanding, knowing the AI can capture the details later, or after the fact, you get straight to the structured knowledge.
Yeah, I can see that. Think how much faster you could prep for an exam or just get up to speed in a new area. Which brings us back to that idea of efficient learning. It's exactly the kind of principle Etienne Newman builds his resources around. Like his AI certification prep books, things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate or the Google Cloud Generative AI Leaders Certification Guides, they're designed to help you master complex stuff quickly. You can find those at djamgatetech.com, by the way. These AI tools, they really complement that goal, don't they?
They absolutely do. It's about leveraging tools to accelerate understanding. So you've got your notes, your outline. What's next for making that knowledge stick?
Good question. That leads us to step three, making instant quizzes. You just follow up with Gemini. Ask it to create a comprehensive quiz, plus answer keys with explanations.
And this isn't just about rote recall, because Gemini theoretically understands the lecture content.
Right.
The quizzes it creates should be genuinely comprehensive, covering the important bits. But the key is the explanations part. Getting feedback on why an answer is right or wrong, that's crucial for deeper learning. It helps solidify things.
Okay, so it's not just testing, it's teaching too, in a way.
Exactly. Active recall plus clarification. It's a powerful combination.
And then it gets even cooler, right? Mm. Step four, something about interactive learning.
Yeah, this is pretty advanced stuff. You can actually instruct Gemini to code an interactive quiz based on this lecture content. And you can even add specifics, like include a hint button for when help is needed.
We code it, as in it writes the program for the quiz.
Yes, that's the sophisticated part. It doesn't just give you the questions and answers in text. It can generate the actual code, maybe HTML, JavaScript, that sort of thing, for a quiz you can run in a web browser.
Why?
And with features like a hint button. So it transforms passive review into this like engaging, self-paced learning experience. You're interacting, getting feedback.
That's amazing. You're not just consuming information, you're interacting with it in a tool the AI built for you from the original lecture.
Precisely. And that ability, generating code, creating interactive tools, it really shows the practical power of AI beyond just processing language. It's hands-on.
Yep.
Which, again, ties into the kind of things Etienne Newman explores in his AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. That whole toolkit, the tutorials, guides, videos, it's all about helping you start building with AI, applying these concepts, you know, like prepping for the AWS Certified AI Practitioner or the Google Machine Learning Certification. It's about practical application. And again, you can find details on the toolkit and those guides at djamgatetech.com. Links are in the show notes, naturally.
Makes sense. So we've got notes, outlines, quizzes, even interactive ones. Is there a way to manage all this material effectively?
Yes, and there's a great pro tip from the source material on this. It's simple but effective. Save all materials in one document.
Okay.
And then repeat this process for multiple lectures to build your complete course study library.
Ah, so you create one master document per course, maybe.
Yeah.
Populating it with the AI-generated stuff from each lecture.
Exactly. You systematically build this personalized AI-powered repository. Everything organized, searchable, notes, outlines, quizzes for the whole semester, all in one place. It's fantastic for long-term revision, makes information overload, well, much less of a problem. You're basically creating your own custom textbook generated by AI.
That's a really powerful strategy. Okay, so just to recap, this is quite the journey we've taken today. We've seen how AI, specifically Gemini with video input, can bring just incredible efficiency and depth to learning.
Mm.
Taking raw lecture videos and getting back organized notes, outlines, quizzes with explanations.
And even interactive coded quizzes.
Yep. Right, even the code. It's a genuine game changer for studying from video.
It really is. And it makes you think, doesn't it? It raises this important question for you, the listener. If AI can instantly turn passive video into active personalized learning tools like this, what other parts of your learning or even your work could be completely transformed by this kind of intelligent information processing?
That's a great question. Where else could this apply?
It's not just a new study hack. It feels like a bigger shift. What happens to education when the drudgery of just capturing information is handled by AI? Does it free us up for deeper thinking, for real mastery, something to ponder?
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
And listen, if today's deep dive did spark your interest in these practical AI applications and you're thinking about how to really leverage this stuff for your career, remember Etienne Newman's AI certification prep books.
Yeah, they're excellent resources.
They cover a wide range: Azure AI Fundamentals, Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS Certified AI Practitioner, Google Machine Learning, all designed to help you get certified, boost your career, and really understand these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all of those, plus the full AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit with all the tutorials, audio, video guides we mentioned, over at djamgeek.com. And like we said, all the links you need are right there in our show notes. Well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive into AI-powered learning. We really hope you picked up some surprising facts and maybe some practical tips you can use.
Hope it was helpful.
And please, remember to like and subscribe. It helps us keep bringing you insights to stay truly well-informed. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.